Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeff Fogelman on the bass. My lovely little brother Donovan on the drums. My name is Jared Howell, and you listen to Gigantic Ant live via technology. Thanks for sticking around. Be sure to check us out on the internet and get in touch with us. We've got some shows coming up. Stick around.
WMFO Medford.
And we're clear. Everybody stay where they are.
I can't seem to find. Way down by the sound of a lover's decision that wasn't quite like mine. And I'm fed up with you for not saying words. And I'm fed up with me 'cause I never learned. I never learned. And silence is the sound of the night.
Yeah. Vinyl technology sometimes gets the best of me. I got distracted because, like, the channel is, like, flipping back and forth, and it's like, is the mic on? Is the mic off? Is the mic on? Is the mic off? So we're going to find out. I'm not sure. It says it's on. We'll find out. So let me just do a quick info sharing for you. There. Okay. Let's see. We just heard from Human Sexual Response with their song Unba Unba, coming off of Figure 14. And yes, original vinyl, released in 1980. Before that, brand new from the Jennifer Teft Band, their song Silence, coming off of Cutting for Stone. And we started off this little mini set with Abby Barrett with her song That Shame, coming off of that CD that was released last year. So I am now joined by Gigantic Ant in the studio. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
So that was some crazy music, huh? I mean, excellent. Thank you very much for coming down and playing for us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Definitely. I didn't know what to expect, and that was pretty awesome and crazy.
Most people don't know what to
and
expect.
And bananas. Wait a minute. Say that again.
Most people don't know what to expect. We actually played a show a couple nights ago, and we always find ourselves in the same situation where it's four bands, and it's two singer-songwriters, us, and then another singer-songwriter.
The poor last person.
Right. Seriously. We spend the first, 90 minutes thinking, what are we going to do here? And then we play our show and we play our gig and we always get a great reception, but it always feels like we don't belong. So
it's like, who are these guys and why are they on this bill?
Yeah, pretty much. It felt like showing up to a cocktail party in your Hawaiian shorts or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
Very inappropriate.
Yeah, it just wasn't feeling good. Yeah.
I don't know. Unless you go to those kind of cocktail parties and that's cool.
Well, sometimes you need to stand out in a crowd.
Yes. It is the 90s.
Cool. How long have you guys been playing together?
Oh, geez. Well, Donovan and I have been brothers our whole lives.
Okay, yeah, that's been a while then.
For a while. I guess we've done our own things. We've went to colleges in different parts of the world and played in different types of bands. And then when we finally met back up in Boston, we brought everything back together. And I brought my jam band stuff, and he brought his, punk rock stuff. We actually met Jeff. We both went to Berkeley and we were auditioning for bass players. We auditioned Jeff years ago and we didn't like him.
Yeah, they said no.
I mean, I liked him. I always have to say this. I actually liked him.
It's up for debate on who. I don't remember not liking him.
Yeah, it was actually the first band I auditioned for when I moved to Boston.
Yeah.
He was too good. He was too good for us. I think we wanted to be in control of the talent. But in any case, we went through Berkeley, and anyone who has gone through any kind of music school, you know that you go through this gauntlet of just playing on as often as you can with as many people as you can manage, and inevitably we found Jeff again. We were in Donovan and I were in a funk band. He was the bass player, so I was like, oh, yes, we remember you.
And, that guy.
Yeah.
I definitely remember him.
Hey.
And I mean, Donovan and I, we kind of write the music together. We've always, like we said, we grew up together playing music, and we'll write the songs, and it's been outfits where it's just us as a duo. We've had outfits as a guitarist as well, with the horn, saxophone player, and I think ultimately we have the foundation of just the three of us now.
So when you guys play out, where do you play? Like, do you put together your own bills, or you just kind of slapped on?
Yeah, I mean, like he was saying, like, sometimes you just get slapped on, and, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but I think the best shows we've had is when we kind of put the bill together with ourselves, or had a good friend that's in a band, kind of like-minded people, which brings a like-minded audience that's willing to actually listen and kind of really consider the music, as opposed to just show up to a bar and, try to have a conversation while the band's playing at 100 something decibels.
As loud as I can over this band.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we were just talking recently. Like, one of our best gigs was at the Lily Pad, actually. We played a show there with this, affiliated with this record label, Odd Gift Records, and this band, Robin Byers Sextet, kind of put it together. And that was a really good mix of kind of experimental instrumental music. And yeah, we played Middle East upstairs before, and Midway Cafe a bunch.
Sweet.
I think the out-of-town gigs are New Hampshire, because you can market yourself as the band from Boston, uh-huh. and there's nothing else going on in New Hampshire. So.
Yeah, they go nuts for it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're that guy. Right. Yes, we're that band from Boston.
Plus, it's just fun. Well, I remember the first time we were driving to this bar in New Hampshire, you're thinking, there's no way there's any building whatsoever on this road. We have to turn around. And then right at the last second, there's the bar you're playing at. And yeah, you're like the thing happening. So it's a much better crowd. And like Donovan said, you know, at Lily Pad, you get gigs where people are paying attention instead of just coming for a drink.
Well, Lily Pad is just so weird. I mean, I'm totally impressed with how they manage all of the happenings that are there. Like, you could really do anything with that room. I've seen some really awesome rock shows and not rock shows.
Yeah, it's a pretty eclectic
over
mix,
there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, very eclectic.
It's a good sounding room, too, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. As long as you're not, like, totally, like, needing to see what's going on, you're fine.
Right, yeah. There is, no sloped floor, stadium seating in that place.
They have a little mini bar, so that's cool.
Probably the miniest bar.
Yeah.
The miniest bar anywhere. But
gets the job done.
But anyway, I definitely enjoyed seeing stuff over there because it is, you don't know what's going to get all put together. And then it all's like, whoa, that actually all works.
Yeah, I think like what I was saying, it's like that's kind of venue where people go to listen to music, you know? The mini bar is just a plus.
It helps them be more receptive to our type of music if there's a mini bar.
Loosens them up,
Have you been recording?
Yeah, we actually just recorded. Well, our last record we put out in 2015 in July. And that was, I think, 9 songs. And then we just recently recorded 3 new songs that we're working on finishing up. Cool. So we hope to have those done probably by the end of spring, I would hope. So.
Nice.
Yeah, and we'll probably release that as an EP, I would imagine.
I think we're at the point, and I want to put more songs on it before we release it. I think Donovan just wants to get it out.
Well, EPs are so in, you know? It's
like, EPs are in. Are totally in. Yeah. I say this all the time. I'm a huge fan of the EP. 3, 4, 5 songs, we're good.
I think it's great.
So you got like 2 more songs.
It's like
2 more, so just give me a couple
2
weeks.
More songs.
If I can't get 2 more songs.
And then you're
the
cut off. Wait till the next EP.
Yeah. Well, that's really what you have to do, don't you? With our last album, you just had Donovan mixed it, and you just have to give him a deadline at some point, because otherwise you'll be at that album forever, and you'll be tweaking it and making it better. And yeah, I think at some point you just need to set yourself, this is when we're putting it out.
Yep, June 1st. Yeah. I've already booked the show.
Right, whatever we have.
Something's going on.
I think you just made our deadline.
You just made our deadline. All right, fair enough.
It's a service that we provide here at On the Town. Help fans get deadlines, produce your music.
Sounds good.
Cool. And when are you playing out next?
We're playing at O'Brien's on March 6th at 9 p.m. with Span the Space Between, and I think Julia Marks is the other acts, so it should be a good night.
Two bands that are probably not instrumental prog rock, but...
No.
And, you know, O'Brien's is known for its prog rock.
Yeah.
Clientele.
Exactly.
Hey, we get in where we can.
Exactly. I think exposure anywhere is good.
We always get that one guy who's like, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And we're like, yes, all right, good. We did our job. It was worth it.
Go buy some old records.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys very much for coming down and playing and blowing everyone's minds. That was awesome.
No problem.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for having
Happy
us again. It was awesome.
Yeah, and good luck with your show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'm you anything you get from me. So one last thing to ease my mind.
More. My finger. Someday you'll remember what it felt like in her arms. And I see it in your eyes. And I see it in your eyes. Color of the sun.
And there we have the Willard Grant Conspiracy with Color of the Sun coming off of Mojave. We recently lost Robert Fisher earlier this month of the Willard Grant Conspiracy. So that's a tribute to him. Before that, we heard from Damon Chile with Mercy of the Sea. Album of the same name was released in 2015. Before that was The Falsies with My Baby Loves Me on Espo Records. And early 90s, I think it came out. I don't think the year is actually printed on it. Before that, we heard from Telemore with My Baby, coming off of a recent CD called Good Bad Love. Before that was Carissa Johnson with Run Riot, coming off of her For Now CD. And we started the set off with The Pills and their song Call Me If There's Any Change, coming off of 1998's Wide Awake with The Pills. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Thank you again to Giant Ant for playing for us live in Studio D, and for The Very, who came by to hand-deliver their brand new EP and hung out and chatted for a bit. So that was nice. We like having our little friends come over and play. It is nice. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Come back every Wednesday. We have local rock, all local rock, live performance, concert, listings. It's all good. It's all very good. You should come back as often as possible. All right, so we're going to have a little info for you, and then we're going to get back into some tunes.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I asked for the fix. They gave me symptoms and side effects. Yet still it was quick, and I don't know what I found in there. Just more of the same. Not an answer in a bottle, but a scapegoat to blame. Looking just too close to find any net theory design. It's just too noisy and hectic. The proper frequency, strip it down until it's clean, just like it's photo. We'll be right back.
Andromeda, 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 sail with me.
That is pretty much going to do it for me this Wednesday night. Have a great tomorrow. Go out and see some local rock this weekend. We've already told you what to do. That's what we do. And come back next Wednesday for On the Town with Mikey D.